of a game so far, 22-22, with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, into our last act here. As Harbor Beach now flips fields with the wind at their back for the remaining of regulation. Now comes out in the spread formation. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Anderson in the shotgun has the Devins on either side of him. Devin Puff on the carry has the first down across the 45 down to the 48-yard line. And just like that, it's a 10-yard gain. William Spicer on the tackle.
Yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. When we watch Harbor Beach, that is the one thing we look for, is how they play out of the spread offense. And just because they spread it out doesn't necessarily mean they're going to throw the football. They're just going to make your defense stretch out, play one-on-one defense on the outside, and that allows Harbor Beach then to run read options and all of a sudden get to the outside with a little more space. And Devin Puff is even able to do that as he gets around the right side. And William Spicer took the brunt of that force coming at him, and a good tackle by him.
Same formation. Anderson keeps it for himself. Left gap has some positive yards all the way out to about the 43-yard line. Shy of the first down marker by 1 yard. Nolan Vanner brings in the tackle. A gain of 9 on the play on the quarterback keeper. Second down, 1 to go inside Ubley territory.
The deceptiveness of the spread offense with two running backs in the backfield is that the quarterback Anderson now has multiple guys to run read option with. So if he feels like the right side at after the snap is weak, he hands the ball off. If he doesn't like that option, he can keep it himself around the other side. And most of those receivers out here, basically both Jans and Nathan Seaman, are dangerous receivers in their own right if they ever decide to air it out.
It's a handoff to Devin Finkel, has the first down across the 40, across the 35, and nearly down to the 30s, brought down to the 31-yard line after a 12-yard gain. William Spicer initially tripped him up for the stop. First and 10 for Harbor Beach as they're all squared up at 22 apiece.
Ethan Lemke and Sweeney in the area as well to help clean up the tackle. But notice Harbor Beach spreads it out. All of a sudden, it's like Ubley's never seen that formation before. And big gain after big gain running the football for Harbor Beach. A couple 10-yard about plays, and they're going to line up in it again. And I guess I don't see why not.
Working off the left hash, two receivers to the right. Anderson gets the snap, keeps it for himself, coming around the left side, has positive yards, down to about the 25-yard line. And actually gets forward, dives at the very end of that, out to the 23. Nolan Van Erp on the tackle, as well as Spicer after a 7-yard gain. Second down, 3 to go.
Good decision there by Anderson, and that's really where this offense begins and ends. When you're going to spread it out, there's a lot of emphasis on the quarterback to run read option with his running back, meaning he has to read the left end in this case. He read the left end, cheating in on the handoff, so he kept it himself and run right around him for a 7-yard gain.
This one's a handoff to Devin Puff coming around the right end. He's down to very close to that first down marker at the 20-yard line. 20, Tyler Jones on the stop after a 3-yard gain. They're going to say he's shy of the first down marker. Third down and less than a foot to go.
Yeah, definitely less than a yard to go. Devin Puff with a big hit by Tyler Jones, unable to get the first down, but he's able to get a good 3 yards and bring up third down and 1 for the Pirates.
At the half, USA and Reese all tied up at 14 apiece. 9:20 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach 22, Ubley 22. The Pirates on offense facing a 3rd and 1 from the Ubley 20. Anderson in the shotgun. Another quarterback keeper has the first down inside the 15 and dives forward out to the 10-yard line for an 11-yard gain. Ethan Peruski brought him down there. Move the chains, 1st and 10, potentially even 1st and goal. And that's exactly what it is from the 10-yard line.
What a tackle, though, by Ethan Peruski, because Michael Anderson was coming with a head of steam. He's able to get away from the Parker Yan block and dive over and make that tackle. Otherwise, Michael Anderson scores. If Parker Yan can hold that block for just another second or two, it's a touchdown for Harbor Beach. Great individual play by Ethan Peruski.
First and goal from the 10 from the left hash, and it's a handoff to Devin Finkel. Cuts inside down to about the 6-yard line for a 4-yard gain. The tackle made by Colton Rosenthal, the senior. Second down, goal to go from the 6-yard line, working off that left hash on the left side radio. Wind at Harbor Beach is back.
Rosenthal, one of those big names on that defensive side. First time we've called him tonight. Taking him too long to get into the books here for a tackle. But if there's any time for him to come out and shine, it's right now. And makes a nice tackle on the sideline on Devin Finkel.
Second and goal from the 6-yard line. 8:18 left. Harbor Beach back inside to the T formation. Anderson under center. And handoff to number 7, Devin Puff, in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Devin Puff drags some defenders with him for 5 yards in for the score. From 6 yards out, Devin Puff in for the score to give Harbor Beach the lead back with 8:09 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach 28, Ubley 22.
He runs with a lot of power, Clark. He refuses to go down. And it's an impressive kid to watch. He reminds me of the most in our area is Connor Gettle, a guy that just refuses to go down. He gets more than what he probably should, and a great run by him. And now Harbor Beach going to spread it out as they try to go for this two-point conversion to extend their lead to 8.
And Anderson on the keeper, dives in, untouched. Two-point conversion is good. And Harbor Beach leads by 8 points, 30-22, with 8:09 left in the fourth quarter, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake. It's only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 6th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leupold. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Gettner's kick comes into the 4-yard line. Into the hands of Casey Sweeney. Sweeney gets out to about the 21-yard line. And Ubley will have a 79-yard field to work with 8:02 left in the fourth quarter. Trailing Harbor Beach 30-22 on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, Rochelle Thompson, and Dwight Gasho with your call tonight from the friendly confines and windy confines of Harbor Beach, as the wind has now switched a little bit to the northwest. At times it's going almost straight north. First and 10 for Ubley, now marching left to right across your radio from their own 21-yard line. Same exact spot that Harbor Beach started their last drive, 21-yard line. 8:02 left in the fourth, 30-22. Harbor Beach leads by 8. Sweeney hands it off out of the tee, right up the gut, and this one goes out for about 2 yards before forward progress is stopped at the 23-yard line. Jacob Kirsch on the tackle. Bound of that pile, Spicer on the carry, 2nd and 8.
Spicer kind of finished off the last drive with a couple really important 4-yard runs. Ubley goes right back to him on this series. Harbor Beach ready for it. Those big guys on that side, Kirsch and Smiglinski, able to slow him up and only allow a yard, maybe two at most.
In that USA Reese game, according to Let's Talk Sports, USA stops Reese at the 2-yard line to keep the game tied at 14 apiece with 9:15 left in the fourth quarter. Sweeney hands it off. This looks like it's to Ethan Lemke coming across the 25 out to about the 27-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 4 on the play. Tackle made by big man 76, Evan Smiglinski, the 6'6", 300-pound junior for Harbor Beach.
Good to see him get involved, get in the stat book. He's able to bring down Lemke, not allow him to get behind him. That's where Lemke does his damage, is showing off some of that speed. Smiglinski able to haul him down after a short gain. They're going to give him 3, 3rd down and 5 for the Bearcats. Harbor Beach looking to make a stop here.
From their own 26-yard line into the wind, 6:43 left in regulation, trailing by 8 points to Harbor Beach. T formation, handoff right of the middle. William Spicer has no one in front of him into Harbor Beach territory at the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Ubley. With 6:28 left, William Spicer breaks out for a huge 74-yard run in for the score, and it's back to a two-point game with a two-point conversion still coming up for the Ubley Bearcats.
Nothing creative there. Just a quick dive between the tackle and guard for Spicer on the left side. And as soon as he gets through, he makes the linebacker miss with a juke to his right. And it's nothing but speed out.